It's like the illest posse cut right here, man. Sean Watts on the track. Seuss, Don One, Ruboy, Quill, The Gift, and yours truly, Fred Nux. I'm one in a million with a $1 million flow. Fred DiBiase got the power in the dough. If it's a problem, let me know, or I suggest you let it go. Cause it ain't worth the problems that'll be knocking at your door, homie. Please don't make me hurt you. Disrespect the boss, ain't get treated like Virgil. Cause when I write raps, it's beyond your price tag. He's a waste of man.
And welcome back to Around the Blocks Wrestling Show Podcast. Whatever the fuck they call these days. We're just going to call it that. So those who are listening to us live on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, you can see our faces. It's a video show, a video cast, if you will. For those who check it out on the podcast later on, well, shit, wherever the hell there's podcasts. I mean, we are the originators, the creators. I am the end all, the be all. Matter of fact, my bad. My name is Mike Knox, the best in the world, baby! Yes, yes! Yes, you already know who I am. The tribal chief, the voice of the voice for the voiceless, Hangman Knox. And today, oh, he's not light-skinned. He just ain't here today. But my old co-host is here, and that's Mr. Platt with two T's. What's going on, Mr. Platt?
Greetings and salutations, Mike. Greetings and salutations, ladies and gentlemen. It's always a pleasure to be back here chopping it up with the family. So thanks for having me.
Listen, Dice could not make it, and as always, the originator, the creators who have always stepped in for this old man like me has stepped in. And shout out to everybody who actually requested to be on the show today, right? Seriously, I have nothing against you. I have literally nothing against, ooh, you want me to replace Dice? I can replace Dice. Can I come on? Here's what it takes to have qualifications to be on my show. Number one, you can't be a hater of one organization or the other. You have to like wrestling equally. I don't like those who want to come on and all of a sudden just fuck the WWE, fuck AEW, man, fuck. No, it's all wrestling. I have, nobody gets my, well, that's a lie. They all get my money, but I spend my money where I want to spend my money at, okay? And they don't pay me. They don't pay you. So when I hear, and I'm coming at these certain people, okay? When I hear the WWE is dead, it's gone. It's it. That's it. I'm done. WWE's dead. How are they dead? What's dead about the... Even if I stop right now doing this show, Chris, Chair Shot stops right now doing their programming. Unpopular Review, which is spending an anniversary today, stops doing their shows. Shows will still go on. Why? Because, frankly, it's the worldwide interweb and people don't have shit else to do. Okay?
Apparently they don't, because everybody wants to sit on the interwebs and just talk shit. And I mean, to be fair, there's legitimate criticisms for both companies. Absolutely. And there's nothing wrong with bringing those up. But if you're just nitpicking and you're just into your trench right now, it's, you know, Democrats versus Republicans, Bloods versus Crips. Like, it just, you know what I mean? That's where it is right now.
Crip? I shouldn't say that live on there. I might get shot. I was in LA and I was in a Crip neighborhood, boy. I'm telling you, boy, a little dangerous out there. Shout out to Compton. Shout out to KME, had me out there in the hood getting some soul food in Compton, which, by the way, my soul food in Chicago was better. Just want to put that out there, by the way. Okay, the Compton can't mess with Chicago soul food. But no, like, but you get it, right? Like, it's everywhere, and it's damn near annoying, Mr. Platt. It really, really is about the fan bases. And I've done this show now for 13 years, from whether it was the best damn show in radio to Perfect Plex Talk Radio to I've revamped this thing a million times, but the one common thread has been me. And the one common thing I've always said has been wrestling is storyline, is the hashtag, and hashtag depth to dirt sheets, right? Now, my new one, which isn't mine, I stole it from Daniel Bryanson or Daniel Bella, whatever I decide to call him. So that's my money, okay? It's fickle. And I think wrestling fans are the biggest fickle organization next to that whack-ass fan base of NBA 2K. Okay, it's just as toxic as NBA 2K. If you don't play NBA 2K, then guess what? Your mind is better. Your heart's at ease. But if you play 2K, you know my pain, okay? It's a toxic environment. The wrestling community is a toxic environment. Today, we're going to talk about, if we can, Chris, the WWE Survivor Series. First, before we begin that, Chris, where can he find you in the chair shot at, my friend?
I'm all over the chair shot. We got Three Man Weave. It comes out on Thursdays. That's the sports show. Right now, I'm doing the DWI podcast that premieres on Saturdays. And just make sure you check out everything we got going on over at the chair shot. It is your favorite website for news, reviews, opinion, and analysis with attitude, because you're listening to this show, which means that you're smarter than the average fan. So come on down here, man, and come fox with your boy. Please and thank you. Thank you and please.
Well, shit, this is the show for the intelligent wrestling fan. So with that being said, let's have some intelligence, shall we? And let's talk about the aforementioned Survivor Series. This was what the, I don't fucking know, what's the 33rd Survivor Series?
Well, I think it was the 33rd and a third, but there's a 36.6% chance of that being the 33rd and a third. You know what I mean? Don't throw a little spider math out there for the intelligent wrestling fan. You already know.
Well, without being said, they had it last night, right? And I got to be real. I got to be honest, because no matter what people think, which is, you've listened to me before I even knew who you were, okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever got the sense from me that I was taking it up the ass of McMahon?
No. And I throw it out there as much as I can, man, but it bears repeating. You're the reason I'm doing this. You know what I mean? You my godfather in this game. So, yeah.
Do you? Would you believe that people actually think Vince pays me? I'm broke as a motherfucker. I'm just saying.
I was about to ask, can I get on? How can I get some of that Vince McMahon fuck money? You know what I mean?
If I had the money to put people on, my brother, you'll be on. Okay? Because you're one of the people I actually like that has been on this program. I've had plenty of co-hosts. I ain't like all you motherfuckers. I'm just saying. I ain't like all you motherfuckers, all right? Shout out to Spot Face. That's my brother for life, but we don't worry about shit when it comes to professional wrestling. Okay? Shout out to Mr. Lopez. We don't worry about shit when it comes to professional wrestling. Shout out to KME and Christopher Epps. We don't agree about shit when it comes to professional wrestling. But the one thing I try to have a common explanation about is Joe Torre told him it's just comedy, right? It's just entertainment. Whether you're entertained, whether I'm entertained, it doesn't matter. Someone's entertained. And so to constantly, repeatedly, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. And Monet from Ghost, I said what I said when I say this, and I mean it. Okay? They're not dying. They're not going anywhere. Whether Vince sells or not, I can't answer that. I think he will be. But them motherfuckers ain't going anywhere. Okay? And even if they do, they have a library that will last forever. Okay? And because of that library is why folks were tuning in by the droves last night. Now, let's speak about the Survivor Series. Before we talk about the Survivor Series, I will say this much. It was what it was, right? Like, it had a poor build amidst all the firings of people. People are upset about, I don't get what they're upset for, B, because people get fired every day, B. That's what
y'all happens. Tough, right? Y'all
when my tough, ass right? got fired, you know, no one said, damn, yo, let's not go to Disney. They fired Mike Knox. Did y'all boycott Disney? Matter of fact, hell no. Their stock shit went the fuck up during the pandemic era. But they were firing people left and right. You know what Disney did? They brought me back. But my brother, who had been a manager for 10 years plus, didn't get brought back. Why? Budget cuts. He made more money than I made. So they brought my poor ass back. Okay, my point in saying all this is they still had a bunch of people there last night. I know a bunch of people personally that was there last night at the Survivor Series. I had a mixed bag. Some say it felt like it was a glorified house show. Well, shit, I've been to pay-per-views and house shows. House shows are better than pay-per-views. I tell you that. And television shows. I tell you that. I see your comments and everything. I promise you. And thank you all for tuning in this hour early. I will get to them momentarily. I promise you. Shout out to King Von Jr. 720 on the Twitter for holding me down for about 10 fucking years. That's my guy. Hey, Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM, Fox Sports Radio 96.9 FM. Get that man some tickets to a damn Redskins game or something to see them Cowgirls lose. I said it. Cowgirls. I said it. All right. Now, this ain't football. But I digress to this. It wasn't a bad show. I sat here and I watched it for once, and for probably the first time in about 2 years, Chris, I stepped away from having headsets on and playing the Xbox, while I watched the pay-per-view, I stepped away and just spent time with my kids and I just sat there and watched. And we spoke up that about this before, okay? Watching wrestling with children, it's way different than watching it with adults, right? They look at it completely different. First of all, my kids think I'm a genius. How do you always get it right, Dad? It's WWE, it's not. We just watch the like when Bianca was by herself, I thought she wins. It was just easy to know that there's no way she's gonna lose to these three girls, four girls by herself. It just it didn't make any sense. And how about this, wrestling fans who said Bianca's getting buried? She's getting the Booker T treatment. When I remember, I said, "What the fuck are y'all talking about?" Was that Booker T treatment? She just went over on four top girls in that company. And one night by herself. But I digress because I don't know shit. This is only the show for the intelligent wrestling fans. And if you're watching and those who are commenting, hey, you are intelligent. But my thoughts of it, without giving it a grade, you know how we do, okay? Mm-hmm. Going into the matches momentarily, I thought it was an overall good pay-per-view. Can I sit here and say, oh my God, it was in... No, I can't say that. It just didn't have the buzz to say that, right? Because most pay-per-views give you a buzz to say if it lived to the hype or not. There was no buzz. This was just us watching Survivor Series being programmed to watch it like on Monday nights. Some of us are still programmed to watch whack-ass Raw, right? The same way on Sundays where your team sucks or loses, you're programmed to watch your team at 105 or 405, whatever the case may be in your sports area, which is programmed. But it wasn't a bad show. And so because of it not being a bad show, I can't rip it. I will say it was a decent show overall. I did highly enjoy myself. Your thoughts when we get into the matches?
Well, I agree with your assessment. It was a meh show. There was some good wrestling. There was some not so good wrestling. It was just kind of there. Now, my theory to that is, and first and foremost, let me apologize to you intelligent wrestling fans listening, because Mike invited me on the show and that dropped the intelligence quotient by about 50 points. So I do apologize up front for that. But my thoughts going into this, and I don't have any insider knowledge or information. I didn't hear this anywhere. Nobody said anything to me. This is just me and my weird mind.
You are weird.
I think that this is true. That's the realest shit you ever spoke, but that's neither here nor there. But in my head, I'm thinking they had something absolutely monumentous and huge planned for this pay-per-view. And
I never felt that. I never felt that.
But somewhere along the line, for reasons that I have no idea, it didn't come through, and they said, fuck it. This Survivor Series was the WWE just saying, fuck it. We got to put a show on. It's advertised. It's the last show of the year. We're going to put our heads down. We're going to plow through, get through this pay-per-view, and then we'll hit the ground running come January 1st. So it became Survivor Series sponsored by Pizza Hut. And the Rock's new movie
by
streaming
Pizza
exclusively
by
on
Pizza
Netflix.
Hut. How un-COVID-like was it ever throwing pizza in the crowd? I was like, nasty. I'm not grabbing that man's pizza. He just wrestled with a dirty-ass Michael Jackson glove on, and he's chucking pizzas in the crowd. Now, my kids thought it was all cool and dandy, but I'm like, ew, that's nasty.
And that's pre-COVID. I'm like, man, if I get hit with one of these slices of pizza, so help me God.
It's going to be a problem, Skip. It's going to be a problem. Well, looking back, read some of these comments. First of all, Derek, listen, I've been preaching this same thing for 13 years, okay? Almost close to 3,000 episodes and well over 13 million views. And that's what still gets me, right? People say, well, I don't even know who the hell you are. That's your problem, dog. If you don't know who Mike Knox is, do your homework, okay? I gave you Ahmed Johnson's show first, not Stone Cold Steve Austin. And this is a motherfucker thanks I get. No, I'm just boats and hoes. Shout out to my nephew checking in. Yes, Canelo style Canelo Alvarez is not pound for pound the best boxer in the world. He is the best super middleweight boxer in the world, but the best welterweight and the best boxer technically, sophisticatedly, and with a won't say that about his mama, but you know, he got a mama issue at home. It's Bud Crawford. Just saying. What's going on, Jason Michael Campbell? Dennis checking in. Wrestling fans on the internet are beyond toxic. Somebody say toxic because I love that group.
I know,
by the way. Mike, I don't know who you are, all right, but I appreciate it. The buildup was bad, but those wrestlers put on a good show. I was definitely thoroughly entertained. Good afternoon, fellas. And Dice is checking in, man. Mike always defending Vince. I didn't defend Vince. How am I defending Vince? I didn't defend him. I have to, there's nothing to defend. I'm not defending Vince at all. I didn't take that. You all right? Maybe if you were here to defend what you were saying, right? I could say, hey, did I do that? I was defending Vince.
Let me tell you my quick beef with Vince. I don't know if we're going to get into this or not, but that whole egg scenario where the egg got stolen. This is why I'm pissed off at Vince. Because I know, I know for a fact that R-Truth, Cedric, Shelton, and the Street Profits got frisked before they left the building that night in regards to that egg that went stolen. Like, I'm not saying, I'm just saying. Let me check my bag. God damn it, where's your bag, Shelton?
But I mean, and honestly, that's not best for business. Well, as I said on my impromptu show last week at all the releases, right? Was you really checking for Tegan Knox? I'm not saying she wasn't a good, you know, athlete, a good talent. I didn't get a chance to actually see her do anything great. I said this about when it came to Hit Row. Where the fuck was y'all at before they got fired? Y'all wasn't cheering for Hit Row. I know for a fact because I was at a few events where they didn't get cheered. They didn't get cheered so bad. They didn't even have merchandise for them outside the NXT down in Orlando. You saw my videos. I put them up there. Where's Hit Row gear? I put them up there so much that even Hit Row themselves, Brandy and Isaiah Swerve Scott themselves responded to the video because they didn't have any merch out there.
My bad, Mike, but Tegan's a different story, though. She busted up both of her knees. She completely shredded both of her knees. So I can see the company looking at her as an injury risk or being apprehensive to even put some steam behind her because they don't know if they can count on her from a health standpoint. I mean, so, you know what I mean? No disrespect, but it is what it is. Listen,
talking sports with Kendrick, which with such a poor build to a pay-per-view ever, I've probably seen worse builds. Let's just say that. It was bad, though. Last night was what it is. Best match was Becky and Charlotte. Randy in the most pay-per-view matches. Sadly, Philip Von Hammer is the GOAT. I did hear them say he's on that Mount Rushmore for them, for wrestling. That blew me, okay? And I ain't talking about like Bobby Brown blowing my nose. That blew me, but people do put Randy on that high. They put Jericho that high. I personally won't put neither one of them there that high because when it comes to the actual factuals of what makes you a professional superstar of a Mount Rushmore, it's about putting asses in the seats. And Randy and Chris Jericho ain't never led a company by themselves. Just saying that much. Not saying I don't love them. Not saying I don't like them. And why the hell else would I bend the knee to you? I beat your ass in fantasy football last time I checked. So what are you talking about, man? What are you talking about? What did it say right here? This was WWE. It was. My kids said that. It was like, man, this is sponsored by Pizza Hut. Street Profits are boring. See? To each their own, right? Who eats their own? And... Oh, Raw's going to be elegant tonight. Ooh, that! How funny can you be there, Elvis? Listen, what's going on, Mad Dog? Let me get to your comments a little later and get on with the program so we're not here all night. I got some coughing to do. Now, let's just start off with the aforementioned, the best female wrestler of all time, Charlotte Flair. Personally, I really, 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 really love that match. Not only was it match of the night, a part that the internet complained and bitched about, because that's what the internet does. They can't get their way. They complain and bitch. I love this part with the finger four leg lock. I thought it was great that she attempted it, no matter how untechnical it was. I love the fact that she came out here with her outfit up her ass.
With them okay. yams. With them yams.
She lost all that weight from the baby, which is normally opposite. You normally have a baby. You gain weight. She had a baby and lost weight, okay? But Big Time Bex was looking big time last night. And Charlotte Flair said, fuck it, I'm not wearing red or blue. I'm out here wearing black, okay? Come out here looking like her Mexican boyfriend. That's what she came out here looking like. But she still is, now and forever will be, the greatest female wrestler of all time. It's Charlotte Flair. And this match, 100%, Christopher, it delivered. It delivered. I don't see no one taking a loss in this. It was more for Becky than it was for Charlotte. Charlotte doesn't need this rub. Y'all can say all this bullshit you want about Charlotte. You can have your opinions like I have mine, but until you have your platform, I don't care. Okay? So Charlotte Flair could have won this match. You would have bitched and complained. She lost this match. Now no one's bitching and complaining. But I heard that crowd last night. I had friends that were down in that crowd last night. It was an even fucking split between Charlotte Flair fans and Becky Lynch fans. And not the bullshit ass, let's go Charlotte, let's go Becky, just to do it. Stuff, which is annoying, by the way. Like, I think I heard at one point, let's go Nakamura last night. Like, really? Okay. So, but on every level, I thought this match delivered. I loved the finish. I love the fact that she did the roll up, trying to hold the ropes. Referee saw her, she rolled it back over, and she grabbed the ropes. I love that dynamic. And again, for anybody who thought there was real beef to where it spilled over to we all were hearing about it the way we were hearing about it, please. I told my kids, and they're listening, and anybody else's children is listening, please turn off the show right now. But there is no Santa Claus. There's no Easter Bunny. Okay? There's no Loch Ness Monster. But there is Mike Knox and the goddamn truth. And the goddamn truth of the matter is these two girls put on a fucking show last night. Phenomenal. I love this match from head to toe. Again, no one lost in this match, but big time Bex to keep her gimmick going. Got the win. Needed more, in my opinion. And that's what you got last night. I saw that actually coming, to be honest with you. I chose Charlotte in my predictor picks because I'm an arrogant piece of shit. I had to pick Charlotte, but I knew Charlotte wasn't winning last night because of where things had been the last couple of things. Be intelligent. Follow the breadcrumbs, if you will. Your thoughts on this match, Chris?
Yeah, neither one of these women would have lost anything by losing this match. They're Teflon at this point, so that doesn't matter. But I agree with everything you said. This was definitely the match of the night. And I like that the perceived tension between the two, it definitely played into this and took it to a next level. Because let's keep it a buck and a half. That's when wrestling works the best, when we all get worked. When we're saying, oh, is this real? Or we can't tell whether it's real or not. That's where mm-hmm. this shit works the best, man. Especially because we've been watching this stuff for so long, we tend to be jaded anyway. So it works the best. They worked hard. They hit hard. And I even like that the match was sloppy in some points because it gave it the semblance of an actual physical confrontation. You know what I mean? Everything mm-hmm. doesn't have to go so technically smooth. But yeah, this was great. The right outcome. And yeah, definitely the match of the night. Like, I hate to say it because it's going to sound like I'm poo-pooing on the rest of the show, but it was clearly all downhill from here. And I don't know where they could have went. This probably should have been the main event. I honestly thought it would be.
Well, shout out to Fightful for always, as I always said before. They may get news that everybody gets correct, but when it comes to what we heard, # depth of dirt sheets. They literally put out at 10 o'clock, Fightful just learned that the main event will be Charlotte and Becky, and it was the opening match. I'm just saying. And one has something to do with the other. If you think The Rock, he probably even asked to do anything about the show if he couldn't be there. Because Vince is a cocky some bitch and a stupid some bitch. Hold on. He's not dumb. He's just stupid. Okay? You know the difference between dumb? One is doing and not knowing. One is not knowing and doing. Okay? Figure it out. Okay? Vince ain't dumb. Okay, but he's stupid. He's arrogant. All right, that nothing needs to sink in there. If you think you'll never see The Rock again in WWE, then do me a favor and go have sex with somebody because you're completely wrong. Pizza Hut, I might defend a Pizza Hut, and Domino's does have better deals. All right, but they'd be lying about them free freeze, whatever shit. Because I did it on purpose 3 times and I didn't get shit for free from Domino's. All right, so they're lying. This pay per view was embarrassing. Fell asleep 3 times. What's embarrassing about the pay per view? So that's wrestling fans. You guys, it's like you were happy with having a microwave society. Now everything is like the air fryer. It takes a little bit longer. It tastes a lot better. Supposed to be a little bit healthier. But I ask you, why is it really much healthier? It's one's microwave with radiation, the other one's heat radiation. Just saying. All right. If you didn't like it, that's fine. To say it was embarrassing? There was nothing bad on this. Again, I didn't say it was the, oh my God, what a Survivor Series. But it wasn't boring. It was far from boring, at least to me. And damn sure embarrassing. I don't even understand that reference with that, Mr. Scott Thomas. Please explain that one to me.
You can't say it's embarrassing. This is also the company that gave you 80-year-old May Young giving birth to a hand. So, I mean, if we're on the shopping embarrassing scale, man, well.
Well, Mount Rushmore only supposed to have 4. So if you get Bruno, you get HH, you get Rock, Stone Cold, and Cena, that's already 5. You add Orton, that's 6. Mount Rushmore has 4. You can't change the narrative, wrestling fans. All right? So somebody got to go. Now, I don't have – and to the company, Bruno's going to stay there. Okay? Or does he? Because frankly, the last three are the biggest three in that company. Insert anybody else between Bruno and Hulk, or you want to. But The Rock, Stone Cold, and John Cena are all bigger than Hulk Hogan. I won't say ever was, because wrestling back in the day, it's like why Jordan was Jordan, Jackson was Jackson, Madonna was Madonna, because the world craves superstars. The world don't crave superstars today. There's too many. We got too many accesses to them. But John Cena, Stone Cold, and The Rock by far are in their mouth, Rock Mushroom, because it's about putting butts in the seats. Hogan's right there. So I would put HH on that list as WWE's Mount Rushmore. Orton doesn't touch that list.
How can you not put HH on there? Regardless of how you feel about him on a personal level, how can you not? And there's a delineation that needs to be made too, man. I consider the modern era, I'd say, 75 up until now. Like those guys, like, because they drew crazy numbers back then. The Bruno San Martinos and people like that. Like there's no even way to quantify. Mm-hmm. There's no comparison. There's just no comparison.
It's unfair. It's like when you look at music today that sells, you go, they sold how many copies? Get the fuck out of here. You know what I'm saying? It's like no one's buying that mumble stuff. And you know what? As I said this in my impromptu show, Steve, it's about the circles you're around, right? So if someone asks me my best Survivor Series moments, there's so many, right? And damn short, let's keep it a buck. If anybody says The Rock's debut was their best Survivor Series moment, they're fucking lying. Okay? Yeah. Rocky Maivia was no one's, maybe Rocky's. Okay? Maybe Dwayne Rock Johnson. But if a fan says The Rock debut was my favorite Survivor Series moment of all time, they're fucking lying. Speaking of fucking people, hey, Dave Meltzer, you're dumbass, you're wrong ass, you're stupid ass. Fuck you, Dave. Moving on. I answered Steve's question already right there. He put in there, best match of the night was Bex and Charlotte should have been the main event. Of course. But honestly, was it the best match of the night? I digress when I say that. I'm not saying that it wasn't. I just asked that question. Now we have the ones, the Bloodline, taking on Rated RK Bro. I mean, damn, what did I say about this match? We've seen it before, right? But I thought it was a really good match last night. I thought that RKO, we haven't seen one out of nowhere in quite some time. We got that last night. And as always, hey, main event Oost didn't take the loss. Jimmy did. Okay. Jimmy has taken every loss the Usos have taken since the Usos been back together. Let that sink in on how storyline can go. Your thoughts on this match?
Can we give the Usos their flowers, please? I mean, they've been holding down like an anvil on a seesaw for years. Yes, they are the best tag team in the world, and I don't even think it's arguable. I mean, who else would you put up there? I mean, Lucha, I know people Brothers. Say, love the Lucha Brothers, but they're not this. And not on the biggest stage. They're a main event act now. Mm-hmm. A lot of that got to do with Cousin, but still, they're absolutely phenomenal. And I love this match, too. I love the RK-Bro. Matt gets on my nerves a little bit sometimes, but I think that's kind of the point. Like, Randy Orton is kind of our proxy.
What he did on Monday was funny. That's what I've been liking him slowly but surely. But that whole Monday thing about smoke, I want the smoke. I say, yo, they, okay. He's doing something about something they've been to do before. But.
Yeah, but I'm digging the Spicoli character. That's what I call him, Spicoli.
Yeah, that's what he is.
My OGs.
Where's the pizza in the room? And he left him a little piece of anchovies. That was it.
On the lowest of keys, that probably should have been the pizza match on the munchie side of the game. You're right,
Spicoli.
This was fun. And shout out to Randy Orton. He finds new creative and inventive ways to hit that RKO, and it helps keep his character and just keep that move fresh. That might be the greatest move of all time.
The RKO. You know what? Growing up as a kid, it was when you first saw the DDT, right? Mm-hmm. And then for my middle wrestling fans that loved that one era of wrestling, which was the Attitude Era, right about Ruthless Aggression and stopped with that cross of WCW, the Diamond Cutter, right? You couldn't have an RKO without a Diamond Cutter. And technically, if you look at the two, I think the cutter hits a little harder. Like the way that he hits it, it's like the way it lands. It hits a little harder. But between this and what? The Canadian Destroyer? Got to be one of the greatest moves in professional wrestling history by far is the RKO. Randy Orton, again, he's all-time matches. Will be on Raw tonight, all-time Raw match stuff. I mean, Jesus. If he gets released, then we can bitch and cry. How about that? All right. Moving on to this Battle Royal in honor of the great one that was so bad they couldn't even give a great one trophy. All right? And you look at this and you look at the participants. And you say to yourself, damn. who would win this? Just look at it. They gave my man some pizza. I thought, oh yeah, it was coming back, ready to rub his belly. I got excited. I was excited to see Otis get back brought out because he had the pizza. Okay. Guess what, guys? Call me corny, which is, hey, I've been called worse. I love tag team wrestling. I have always loved battle royals. I don't know what it is. I didn't make my son like them either. My son loves battle royals too, which is something about them. Winner, Omos. I mean, you had four giants in this match. Okay. Three between Aziz and Gender's Boy and Omos. If you want to throw the former Retribution board Drake, whatever those damn, I don't even know his damn name. Fire that guy, right? What is he gonna do? All right, maybe. But Omos winning this match, AJ Styles hyping him up over it. I'm not mad. It's a battle royal. Why does fans complain about this kind of thing? This is where I have my issue. You don't like wrestling, that if you don't like WWE, stop fucking watching it. And I've been saying this for so long. But to watch it, to complain, just to complain when your posts, your tweets, your memes are all stupid. Okay? You sit here and complain all the time about, oh, they fired this guy, but somebody wins, and why the hell would he have to win?
Well, number one, I call him Almost Mike because he's almost too. He almost there, not quite, but he almost there. But I mean, Ray Charles could see he was going to win this thing, and he's dead and blind. I mean, that's not a big surprise at all. Personally, I would have liked this on the pre-show and give Damian Priest and Nakamura 15 minutes on the main card and let them just beat the hell out of each other. I would have preferred that. But again, it's sponsored by Pizza Hut, so it is what it is.
And shout out to King Von Jr. again, 720 backstage right now, saying, way to go Survivor Series for chanting the CM Punk chants in the AEW. And here's the thing. I watched the Survivor Series twice. Where was these chants? And I'm not saying nobody's wrong. I didn't hear them. So if they weren't that loud, right? Because it didn't come through the TV, okay? And second, wrestling fans again, as he put, way to go Survivor Series with AEW Punk chants when he's in AEW. He's already brought back. He's already on TV. But, hey, you pay your ticket to do what you want to do and waste your money. You go right ahead and continue to chant for Chicago-made Punk. But, you know, he's somewhere else right now. Go figure.
Had to get that Chicago in there, didn't you?
Well, I see I call him his name now. Remember, I was calling him Phil before. He's back. Touché. So he earned the Chicago moniker back. Okay. Female elimination match. And I get these comments and questions in a second. Wrong picture. This is what I found. Aaliyah wasn't there. Should have been there, but it wasn't Aaliyah. Okay, they replaced her with who did you replace with?
Oh, it was
forget her name right now.
All apologies to that young lady, by the way. Yeah, seriously.
Definitely. You forgot her name? Damn, ain't that some shit? Oh, no, it wasn't Carmella.
No, that's she's on Raw.
Damn. Who the fuck was it? I
see Shotzi. Yeah, now I'm doing process of elimination. It's like, okay, I remember the hair.
Who the hell was it? Oh. Vaughn, who was it? Who was in another match? Either way, as it wasn't important. Why was it important?
Oh, Tony Storm.
Tony Storm. Oh, yeah. Oh, how can we forget Heavy Booty? Okay. Heavy booty Tony Storm in there. Got a pin on Carmella. Her biggest win ever. Probably be the biggest one she ever has again. Okay. But for what it's worth, look at these teams, right? You look at Zelina Vega, the queen. You look at Carmella. You look at Liv Morgan. All of a sudden, everybody want to pull over. The best two members of Team Raw was the Rhea Ripley and the EST. Okay. Well, I look at SmackDown side, Sasha Banks, all-time great. I would say Mount Rushmore of women's wrestling. I won't put her one or two for me, but some people would put her one or two. I think Shayna Baszler is that fucking good. Okay. Shotzi Blackheart needs to rub. Natty is an all-time, you know, she calls herself the boat. She's been there longer than anybody at this point and survived all these people at this point and still have not been fired yet. But overall, I thought this match was pretty damn entertaining. I really did. I like how they turned on Sasha Banks. Like, as we don't need you, get up out of here. I personally dug it Chris, your thoughts on this match?
Yeah. This is one of the ones I'm kind of like, man, and there's another match that we're going to get to momentarily, but this falls in line with this match in which I think the crowd, the fact that they were dead as disco for the majority of it kind of took me out of it. You know what I mean?
I love when like someone crowd makes a interaction, post that makes me curse. I love it. Oh. I love a post that makes me curse. The fact that Flair is her father is why she's the fucking greatest. I said this before. You listen every goddamn week, Elvis. So get the ear, wax, and hair, ear hair, whatever the fuck it is in your hair, in your ear because you ain't listening, out and pay attention. Let's see how great Bronny be. Let's see how great Ted DiBiase Jr. is. Randy Orton's a third generation wrestler because his daddy wasn't that damn good. Okay, it's not easy to follow in superstardom's footsteps and be great. It is the hardest thing in the world to become a great family. I can't remember last time other than Janet, which what other Jacksons are successful than Michael and Janet. Okay, it's not easy. It's actually the hardest thing to do is to be great in footsteps. Okay, her father may have gave her the name, but she's not great because of her dad. I think she surpassed Rick a long time. I'm talking about an in-ring ability. She blows Ric Flair away.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
I said it. Ric Flair to me is an average fucking wrestler. Ric Flair is an average fucking wrestler. He's an average wrestler. He's a punch. He's a puncher, a chest slapper, okay, and a knee dropper.
And a seller. Made his opponents look like $1 million.
He is a seller. He is a seller. He is a seller. Yes, Mike Knox hit the line. Charlotte Flair versus was drinking. Gonna need Elvis to leave the building on the comments. Charlotte Flair lost last night, Mike. I know she lost. You got on me on Twitter already, Mad Dog. So what? Where your show at? Go on your show and say that. On this show, she's still the greatest of all time. Okay. Changed the embarrassing to horrible. It wasn't a horrible pay-per-view either. That doesn't make it better.
No, Scott's getting better, though. About it? We went from embarrassing, now he's horrible. We'll
What's
get to
horrible
lukewarm
about
by
it?
The time we're done. He'll get to lukewarm eventually.
Some fans act like last night's Survivor Series was December to remember it or NWO. So, listen, man. I might be leaving StreamYard soon. I'm going to go back to doing where I have more interactive things on my screen. All right? I'm not leaving unpopular review, but I'll probably be leaving. I want to be more interactive. You are a number one damn fan badger if there ever was one. Okay, because I've seen so many worse pay-per-views the last night. Again, I'm not saying it's great. I'm not saying we're even going to remember this shit. Okay, I'm not saying that. But it wasn't bad. It wasn't horrible. You mean, no, I don't mean bad. First of all, Mad Dog. Okay, first of all, she's not even the greatest in the company of women today. She's not better than fucking Bianca Belair. I mean, she's not better than Sasha Banks. She has a gimmick that is stupid to me. Okay? Why is it stupid? Because A, because wrestling fans are fucking fickle. She's only over because she got her face broke by Nia Jax. Y'all wasn't cheering for Becky Lynch before then. And then in a world of women's evolution and women's rights, her nickname is The Man? I've said this before already. Nothing against Becky Lynch. I liked it better when she was last kicker. But The Man Becky Lynch is corny. Big time Bex, I fucks with that. That's the way she's rocking that, coming out looking like Elton John and shit. I fucks with big time Bex. But
and she's definitely the man in that relationship between her and Seth. You got to give her that. Like, who pegging who in that? Come on now. Come on now.
She's wearing a strap on for Seth. I digress. Mike, how dare you say this? It's the best pay-per-view of all. I didn't say shit about this pay-per-view of all time. Oh, JK. Okay. I see the JK part. Like, I didn't say that. It just ain't the worst. That's all I'm saying. What else we got here? Who has the egg? We're going to find out tonight, right? I guess. Like, everybody's supposed to show up on Raw tonight, right? This is Vince trying to steal some ratings because right now, Vince is fucking up. I can say that. I'm not going to sit there and say Vince ain't bad right now. He's not making horrible decisions right now. What I will say is that they're not going anywhere. That's all Vince I would say to that.
Vince ain't lucid, Mike. Vince ain't lucid.
The Usos are still the best tag team in the world, period. The Young Bucks and FTR are way better than definitely not the Young Bucks. Kiss my ass with that one. And I love FTR, but this is why I get people have to understand. And this is where I think wrestling fans get mad at, although y'all still listen, but y'all get mad at me. Wrestling is not about wrestling. And as soon as y'all all understand that, y'all will be made better. I just spoke about it. Ric Flair to me, he just said it too, in disagreement, but in partial agreement, he sold. He put people over. He wasn't the best wrestler. He was the best character. Hogan couldn't wrestle for shit, but his character was great.
But that's why, right? I got you on the Ric Flair, though. You walked into that, though.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Yeah,
that's fine.
The dopest character,
because people think that I always think that I'm right. And listen, my opinions may come off as fact, but they're still just my opinion. Don't get mad at me because you take it as fact. I'm putting it out there as opinion, okay?
Dirty little secret about wrestling, though. The matches don't matter. Because theoretically, by the time the bell rings, I've already got your money.
And they had a bunch of people money last night to sold out. Listen, there's already like 40,000 seats already sold for WrestleMania for both nights. For both nights, already got 8,000 people committed. But they're dying? They're dead? Come on, man. You may not like them. You may not. Listen, I've said this last week on the impromptu show that I did name Around the Blocks with Mike Knox, right? Because I was by myself. I love AEW. But they're not without flaws. Okay? WWE, I do not love anymore. I love certain characters in WWE. I love Finn Balor to death, but Finn Balor will never get over in WWE. He just won't. He's too small. He gets injured. He's just not a Vince guy. I don't know why, but Vince has never liked little short guys. He only did it because he bought everybody in the world. And so he had no choice. But what do you say? I agree. With Chris, the Usos are one of the best tag teams in the world. They can be injected in any promotion and being legitimate. Listen, again, their characters help. The chats were doing the pre-show. Okay, that's even worse. That just means you had all a bunch of idiots in the building early. Okay, who the hell shows up to a pre-show to start chanting? Okay, guess what? Hold on. Somebody say drinking? Hold on. I got some Miller Lite.
That's why they were chanting before the pre-show, I'm saying. That's what we're
doing. The first match, Becky cheated, and I noticed you can disagree, but the latex Becky was wearing was not skin tight enough to show she fully waxed her shave. No, I, you know what? I was looking at her. I was on the weak 4K, not the good 4K. So no, seriously, like don't think that you got a 4K TV that shit just real 4K. No, that shit is 4K scaled. That TV in my living room is not the real 4K. I brought it too cheap. On a 4K in here, I'd have probably saw that she didn't have the panty wax on. But hey, either way. Big time, that's one of the hottest girls in the company.
Nasty Canada, come on, man. There's massage parlors, there's Craigslist. Like, you can make this happen for yourself. You ain't got
First
to
of all,
looking
they got people in the back that will shave it for them.
Nether okay?
They will shave it for them in the back. Let's keep it a bean, okay? They will do it. Phil Jackson, the only other famous Jackson. Exactly, okay?
Exactly. Hey, man, we there will not be any Stoney Jackson slander on these airwaves, okay? Shout out to Stoney Jackson.
And he puts,
only the OGs will know about that.
New Day, it's the greatest tag team ever. The Usos over the Bucks, of course. I won't say that. See, it's hard for me to always put New Day as the greatest tag team. I know they're considered one. I just consider them a faction because it's three of them. Like when it came to the Freebirds, I didn't consider the Freebirds a tag team. I consider them a faction. So to say they're the best tag team, that's where, for my opinion, I would disagree because I just don't view them that way. It's the same thing when I say, let's go arguably, Chyna is the greatest women's wrestler of all time, but she didn't compete as a women's wrestler. Her wrestling, her stint as women wrestling was short, very, very, very short-lived. She competed against men most of the time. Right. And if not, she was a manager security most of the time. I think she had like a year run. If that, I don't think it was a full year, Chyna was wrestling women because it was obvious it was a mismatch. So that's why I don't put her there. All right. I don't put Trish Stratus there because, listen, I get you all fell in love with her because you guys never had no ass before. I get how pretty she was. I get she came in an era where she, and I love Trish Stratus. Don't get it twisted. I'll tell you before, there's Trish Stratus, there's Nikki Bella. They're exactly identical. Girls who came into this business as pretty faces who couldn't act, who because the wrestling world was changing, they had to learn how to wrestle. Charlotte, Bailey, Sasha, Toy Conti. I mean, DM. These are girls that can actually go in the ring and wrestle. Victoria, for that matter, Mickey James. They can actually go. They can go-go. I love Trish Stratus, but I think, again, as wrestling fans, you choose to say it's going to be one way for somebody and not the way, same way for another person, okay? In the squared circle, and even storyline-wise in my world, it's not even Trish Stratus. She's in top five. That's where I pit Nikki Bella. Y'all seen my list before. Don't insult Trish. I'm like, how am I insulting her? I'm saying she's great. I just don't think she's the greatest of all time. Like Charlotte Flair. Let's move on. I told you I got coughing to do. All right. And so the major match. So the final person standing was the EST of the WWE. Did you see the way she tossed Sasha Banks over her head? Like that following slams, they normally land right at their head. She flipped her ass in the air. Okay. Bianca Belair is far from being Booker T'd. And so for every other stupid ass fucking talk show out there that tried to say Mike Knox into the fucking talking about, I don't think I don't listen. Just because I don't check it out, because I don't listen. You're right. I'm not, you know, I don't listen. People send them to me because you're not worth me listening to. All right. So whatever realm you belong to, whatever it is you think you're great at, that was completely wrong and a farce. It was nothing like Booker T and Triple H, what was going on between her and Becky Lynch. Nothing at all. And the fact that everybody said she was buried, is she buried now? Is she buried now? The men's Survivor Series match. The only thing about this match sucks. Well, that's a lie. Two things. One, bum-ass Baron. And I like bum-ass Baron. I like King Baron. I like the Lone Wolf Baron. But this Happy Baron is trash. It's not even entertaining. Okay? Happy Baron don't even look right in a damn fedora hat. Okay? And the fact that, you know what, Kevin Owens, I'm going to say this again because as I keep trying to say over and over, this is to show the intelligent wrestling fans, and yet you guys object to get any kind of intelligence. He dropped a pun like last week or week before last about however much time I got left. I'm not saying he's not leaving. I don't know. Okay? I don't know. What I'm saying is that you think that was off script that he said that? No, it wasn't. Right? Just like the pipe bomb wasn't off script. They let fucking CM Punk say that shit. Okay? So him not coming and leaving like that, I didn't get that. I can't even explain that. That was dumb to me.
No, it fits his character. How does that not fit his character? I'm going to get up out of here. Fuck y'all. Like, don't nobody like me? You know, the WWE ain't got love for Kevin Owens? Yeah. Then let it be known then. Hell, I get paid by the appearance, not by the
move. I got that. I got that part of it. You're right. That's intelligent. Just as a fan who buys mad Kevin Owens t-shirts, that kind of was a little mad he didn't wrestle last night. You know what I'm saying? It's not many fat guys like myself that can go, and he's fat like me, and he's way better shape than me, but the same belly. Okay, but I can't do half the shit Kevin Owens does. Okay, this man, no, I can't, but he does it. He does it real good. So as a fan, I was upset last night watching that match, Chris. But you look at the match, your take from this, because I ain't gonna lie, I'm gonna keep it real. Put my face back on the screen. I was entertained by this match. To me, this was probably second or third best match of the night. I mean, it really was a really good 5-on-5 elimination match. Bobby Lashley and them. How else you gonna get rid of Bobby Lashley and them? Nobody's gonna pin the almighty Bobby Lashley. Gotta count his ass out, right? And then I read something about my man King Coley, belt extraordinaire, chalk line extraordinaire as well. And he put, man, I hate countouts and elimination, and Survivor Series matches. They gotta be there. I mean, I'm not a fan of them either. Like certain people aren't a fan of roll ups, except that's their fruit. But some of them have to happen. I thought that was needed in that match to have a count out for those guys. Your take.
I don't like the multiple count outs, but they had guys and gals that they consider top guys and gals, and they were trying to protect them. So whatever, whatever. I'm not going to pick nits on that. But I'm with you, Mike. I thought this was the second best match of the night. It did have some lulls in there, but I was sports entertained throughout. Shout out to Jeff Hardy, who is still over like Rover. That crowd was completely behind him. And
when last he's in a Swanton bomb so perfect. Yo, he's been on his game the last couple of weeks, Joe. Like for real.
Oh, he's going to get a run. He's going to get a run with Roman because we got to have opponents for Roman between now and Mania. So he'll get a run in an off-brand pay-per-view or something like that. And they'll bill it like Jeff's last stand or whatever. Mm-hmm. He's, you know, mm-hmm. trying to get his glory back one more time. But ultimately, it was a fun match, and the right guy went over because we got to heat Seth up because him and Big E about to get it in. depending on what's about to happen with KO. Either way, he's going to get it in with Big E, so we've got to keep him hot as fish grease as well.
Whoa!
So,
yeah. And y'all tell me that my comments be outrageous. King Von Jinger 720 on the Twitter put, when it comes to factions, the New Day is the undisputed GOAT of factions. Now, I do tell my kids to always bet on black, but damn! I told you, and I'm not going to disagree with you. That's your opinion. Just like, here's the Four Horsemen. All right. I personally think it was the Shield. I think the Shield came and crushed everything that ever was in wrestling because they all just kept winning so much. The Four Horsemen lost a lot. To keep it real, the Horsemen lost an awful lot, but held up to the belts a lot.
Who had more fun than the Four Horsemen, though?
Nobody. Yeah, Nobody. Yeah. Maybe Evolution. Maybe.
But Triple H don't get down like that, though. So I'm still going with the Horsemen.
The Horsemen. And I go back to my interview that I always reckon to go to YouTube and listen to the interview with AEW Now manager, friend of program, Tully Blanchard. That's what they were about. You know what I mean? Like, they wanted to be hated, and that's what wrestling was, is to be it. He's like, New Day over the Horsemen. Wow. New Day over Evolution. I'm not going to say I wouldn't put New Day over Evolution, but I won't say I put New Day over Evolution, because Evolution had more titles than the New Day. The New Day has only produced two champions. Evolution had, all of them have been champions. Every last one of them. And that chumps to me. That chumps.
No, you got to bring up the elephant in the room. What elephant was that? Come on now. Prior to New Day, it was a black world champion in the 100 years that WWE had been a thing.
Not to other black wrestling fans.
I'm just saying.
I don't know how you don't count The Rock. Like my son last night talking about, I said, well, who are you going for? He said, well, I like the darker blacks, Dad. I said, come on, son. I ain't raised you like that. And I just say, always bet on black. You can't say you like the light, the darker black over the light skinned black. He's still black. He actually said to me, whatever, he's blacker than the other. I said, no, he's not. I looked at my son. My son has your complexion. My son is your complexion. And I said, you're lighter than me. Does that mean I'm better than you because I'm darker? Now,
how the hell is Dwayne Johnson, born in Oakland, not black? The only blacker names in the world than Dwayne Johnson are Barack Obama and Dikembe Mutombo. Get out of here with y'all not counting
The Rock. Well, you know what they say? They don't count The Rock because WWE doesn't count The Rock as being black. They never showcase his black side as always the Samoan side. But I'm with you. I'm with you on that one. But, okay, I digress. But the match in itself to me was just phenomenal. I actually do love the match. A little bit more comments in here for a second. I like this match. It has showcased two of the best two women on the roster, Rhea and Bianca. We're way back here. Okay.
Delicious, Rhea Ripley. Shout out.
Carmella is a second generation. Is she really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, her dad wrestled. I don't think he was a name or nothing like that, but he did wrestle. Yeah.
I didn't tell him again. What'd you say? Tell him again. Charlotte Flair is the greatest women's wrestler. Of all the times, it's that simple. I can't even see you, but I can see you now. Can you see me?
I missed that though. I'm not even going to hold you. I missed that. We do that around my lady and I. We do that around the house from time to time.
Yo, my kids are yelling in the background. You bet Beck's the most over and the best women's wrestler in WWE today at this moment. Yes, but being over doesn't make you the best. Just like I put in my post, just because you win a match don't make you the best. That's what. Come on, Mad Dog. You listen to this show. Learn how to be intelligent. A win does not make you the greatest because you're the because the company's push. If that's the case, then Bianca Belair was the greatest wrestler of all time because she was champion. So everybody who's champion is the greatest. Are you going to try to tell me that Michelle McCool was the greatest wrestler of all time? And I love Michelle McCool. I put Michelle McCool, honestly, in the ring and her story over Big Time Becky any day. Becky Lynch. It's a product of wrestling fans environments that have made wrestlers companies and themselves. This is why one big gripe with AEW, they put too much onus on their fans, what fans want, when fans don't know what the fuck they want. There's a reason why Vince McMahon said, let's be real, you do not want, I will tell you what to cheer for. And ever since he said that comment, now fans are like, fuck you, Vince, cheer for them? Boo! Roman Reigns as a face was booed. Roman Reigns is a heel, is being cheered. Let's be real. I cheer for Roman because I've been a fan of Roman from day one, okay? He should be booed. He's an arrogant piece of shit who don't even care for his family, who treats his advocate like shit. okay? He treats his family like shit. He treats everyone around him like shit, but yet y'all all want to gravitate towards him now? I get it, because you don't have hair like that. You damn sure ain't got no man pecs like that. You can't get the girl. She don't want none of the people scrutal. She don't want to touch the people scrutal. She don't want none of that. I get it. So y'all should be fans like me of Kevin Owens, right? Because he's fat. You know what I'm saying? Looks more like you and me. Come on, man. Y'all cheering for Roman all of a sudden now. Stop it. Stop it. Crockett Territories back in the mid-80s put on better matches in terms of wrestling, but WWF was wildly probably because of their inner...
Yeah, you can't argue that.
We talk about it all the time. We talk about it all the time. NWA was way better in-ring company, but Vince knew how to tell its production, its stories. It's the reason why there's a difference between putting on Netflix, right, which they've hit some balls out of the park lately, than putting on Disney Plus. You can Netflix and chill all you want to, but I'm a Disney Plus and thrust that ass. Just saying. Okay? Just saying. Girl, let's quit on this movie and chill. No, I'm going to put on this Disney Plus and thrust your ass. Okay? That tells you who's winning the race. Okay? What else we got going on here? Hey, let's go. Tampa Bay Bucks. Tonight, I do need y'all to win that game because I'm an Eagles fan. All right? And the Eagles want to whoop that ass next week on Sunday, the Giants. Charlotte was the pure athlete, but got into wrestling because the death of her brother, Reed Flair. Facts. Kevin Owens was acting like Snoop Dogg from The Source of Force at Night. y'all want Snoop? Yeah. Snoop Dogg getting no love? We don't get no love? That's what he showed him last night. Mm-hmm. You mean Let's Go Giants? Why would I say Let's Go Giants? Ew. Ew, that just makes my balls itching. Speaking of balls itching, here he comes. Mike, keep it 100. You literally just like hating Becky because she calls herself the man, but it's fine with Sonya being big. Makes no sense. First of all, I didn't know that Daya DeVille called herself that till you said it. I only like Daya DeVille because you say it and how you say it. Now, I will keep a bean. We both liked Shannon Sharpe and how he did the thing. And I was saying those things, but you just say it better. Just like we both loved Leo Rush and Bobby Lashley. I just can't sound like you. Sound like you. Say it to me, Bobby. Pose for him, Bobby, so I'll let you get away with saying. I knew that her name was not Daya DeVille before she came along. So, but no, it's not just the fact that a lot of it is part of her calling herself the man and the gimmick, because wrestling is not about wrestling to me. It's about the gimmick. It's about the storyline. I don't like that. I don't like she calls herself the man in a women's world that had all this bitching and crying about women's wrestling and how Carmella got help from James Ellsworth and all that other bullshit. I didn't like it. I do not like it. But it's not that. I was a Becky Lynch fan before she became the man. But again, just like I didn't like, woo, 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 you suck, bro. Who's that talking about? I got the egg. He's begging for a job so damn. Matt Cordura. Just come on the show, Matt. Come on. I won't pay you. I don't pay for interviews. I do know people who do pay for interviews, though. So if you need to get some money to do an interview, give me a call. I know a couple of shows who will pay you to do an interview. But you know, when you come into the barbershop, we don't pay your ass. We don't pay nobody for interviews. I pay no one for interviews. And I got a whole goddamn Rolodex right here to call them. Okay? I don't pay for interviews. But I know people who do.
So I shouldn't say nothing about that Cash App you sent me like right before we went on the air?
You're a lying some bitch. If I had Cash App money, like A-Rap money, I wouldn't be here right now. Okay. My unk's checking in. It's fine. He got to say. Man, pay-per-view last night sucked. Yeah, there was a few good meaning matches, like, okay, but big time Bex beat Charlotte, but why not? Why no title? Well, of course no title. They're two different brands. Was up for grabs, big waste. Let's not mention all the Rock Easter eggs that go figure go around and fire this week. That's a thing. What Easter eggs? I mean, I know Chris also said it. They put it out there. They never once, not once, advertised The Rock being here at Survivor Series. And we're dating back to before SummerSlam, when the rumor started then that he would be here. And I remember saying on a show, oh, that's 25? I don't keep up with the stats. Shout out to Nephew Corey and Wrestling Marks are excellent. Shout out to my crew. I couldn't be here without you. King Von Jr., Dice Man, people who know this stuff better than me. Okay? But I said from day one, Rock wasn't showing up. It just knew he wasn't showing up. All right. And if he did, of course we're going to scream because he got millions and millions of fans. But I just knew he wasn't showing up. And I especially knew last night he wasn't showing up. All right. So what did he say? No, they didn't. What? No, they didn't. Oh, no, they didn't. They didn't show any Easter eggs for it. Okay. Don't forget who the reigning Super Bowl champs are, Matt Kelly. Oh, the Buccaneers. You know, back on this football thing. Listen, you sold your soul to Tom Brady. It's okay. The Eagles sold their soul for Super Bowl II. Just ask Malcolm Jenkins. I believe that in my heart. The Players Coalition was stopped. You see nobody kneeling anymore. Hell, I was watching boxing this weekend. I was shocked. This is two black brothers boxing, and that whole damn crowd was standing for the national anthem. Blew my fucking mind. Okay? So that's my opinion. Let it go right there. Talking sports with Kendrick checks back in. I don't see Roman losing the Universal title for a while, and Jeff Hardy-Roman feud would be entertaining. So I don't know if it would be entertaining because, to me, I don't like Roman going against anybody who's skinny. It just doesn't look right when he wrestles guys who are very much smaller than him in stature and body mass. It becomes that thing about watching Nia Jax versus Alexa Bliss again. It's like she's not supposed to beat this girl. You know what I mean? She's supposed to get squashed.
Real quick though, let me clarify, because I never said that Jeff was going to win the title from Roman.
No, you didn't.
But I could see him getting a run on top with Roman, and kayfabe wise, Jeff craziest cat shit. So he's going to dive off a bunch of stuff and whatnot, and that's what's going to make it competitive. Maybe Roman runs into the steel post or something like that, and he's vulnerable. There's ways you can make it work, and Jeff is that good, and the crowd is that behind him. I mean, we believe Daniel Bryan. You didn't like the Daniel Bryan-Roman Reigns matchups?
Of course.
Yeah. So, what's the difference? And Jeff like a foot taller than Daniel.
Somebody said at least Vince gave Dwayne an egg. China is the greatest woman wrestler of all time. Well, you just told me earlier that it was Trish Stratus. Make up your mind, King Von Genius 720 on the Twitter. I'm confused. Am I lost for words here?
No, New Day is the greatest women's wrestler of all time.
The New Day.
Yeah, they're a faction, a tag team, and women's wrestlers.
And this is how you know you love people, right? This is how you know you love people, right? So he holds my social media down for me. This man just put, congratulations, Becky Lynch, for defeating Charlotte Flair around the blocks of my thoughts. Now, typically, if he tweets something, he tweets it with who said it. I didn't say that, so he didn't even put my name in it. He just put around the block of my thoughts. Yo, sly dog, you. Okay? Moving on. All right? Get to this play review.
I'm just picking with you, King, by the way. I'm just picking with you, man.
It's been here for a while. Let's talk about it. The aforementioned elephant in the room. I watched this match twice last night, Chris. Or yesterday and this morning, I didn't see it being one-sided. Am I wrong? Is that my Roman love?
Am I missing something? Saying?
That's what people are saying, that this match did nothing for Big E. Well, what was the match supposed to do for Big E? Big E was not going to beat Roman. We knew that. He was supposed to rough him up. He did do that. It's a Survivor Series match where it's one show versus the other show. It created a video game that was so popular, Raw versus SmackDown. That's what they gave you. Raw swept everything, not counting the pre-show, right? Which was this match we ain't even talking about. Okay. And then the main event. We knew he wasn't going to win the main event. And Raw, for two straight years, have smashed SmackDown when we all know that SmackDown's a better fucking wrestling program. Okay. Was Big E supposed to beat the Tribal Chief? No. The Tribal Chief, I said this before, he's going to be on some old, he may not ever, no one's going to beat Bruno Sammartino's record, but this man may not lose until next year at the way they're building him. Will you then start to boo him? If he goes into WrestleMania and still has not lost that title, will you boo him at Mania? Probably not. You know why? Because you're fickle. Okay. No, I thought this match delivered. I was highly entertained by it. I thought Big E put on the show. The fact that the One Spirit didn't work, the fact that the Superman punch didn't work. I said this before, and we go back a couple years, Jimmy and I, to that match where when Roman has to run the ropes more than he wants to do the spear, that means that's intense. That's how hard he has to get leverage to get strength to do that. I thought the match delivered. Your take.
Oh. Wait for it, Mike. It's coming. Wait till about maybe even this time next year. This is what's going to be the scuttlebutt on the interwebs. Oh, why Roman got to win all the time? It's so predictable. It's boring now. It's coming. Okay, you heard it here first. Now, going back to this match, I got to be honest, Mike. I was thoroughly disappointed in this match.
Congratulations, Charmaine.
It wasn't a bad match. As a matter of fact, it was a good match. I thought it had great potential, and it just didn't get there for me. I like how they started it out slow, and they brought it to a build. They did the old school chain wrestling. I like that. It built a little bit. But then I feel like there was another gear that this match could have got to, and I was waiting for it to get
this
there.
This match went on for like 35 fucking minutes.
That's my point. And it never got to that third gear. And it seems like the ending was rather abrupt. But this is the other match that I talked about that the crowd kind of took me out of it too, because I didn't understand why they seemed so dead for this match, considering these two guys are two of the most over guys in the entire company. But they just didn't seem to get into it.
Is so that Big E really over, though? I asked that question, and I like Big E. And I think he got the title out of respect more than that. It's a slippery slope, but I don't want to slide anywhere that's going to be wrong or they say I say something wrong, all right? I love Big E as champion. I think he deserves to be champion. But is he pushing the needle?
That's a good question. I hate saying this. But it's got to be said. I agree with a lot of these old school white guys that I think it sometimes it's a little too much shucking and jiving. I'd like to see a little bit more fire from him. I'd like to see less comedy and more. The reason I was always so high on Big E because I looked at that guy and I said, yo, this is Mike Tyson and Don King all rolled up into one package. We don't get enough Don King from him. He's got the Tyson build, but we don't get enough Don King. I want to see him get mad. I want to see him come out there and cut those preacher man promos and talk his shit a little bit more as opposed to coming out and twerking.
Even when he talked shit last week against Roman, he spoke it in the term of, you know, it was good, but it was still shucking and jiving before he got to his point. And I think maybe that's my separation with him as well. Even when Kofi became champion, right? It's just where wrestling fans get all, well, they came up with the gimmick. Okay, I get that. But everything's not for everything. And when you're a certain kind of black people like myself, like yourself, it's a level where we get tired of seeing that. You know what? And one thing I've been accused that I have not been accused of that I will stop doing, and that's sugarcoating my blackness when it comes to wrestling. I'll be trying to make sure I don't offend any of my white listeners and my Puerto Rican listeners and so forth. I don't want to offend nobody, but I got to keep it real. I go for all black wrestlers. I cheer for all black everything over anything of another color. Doesn't make me racist. That's me going for my people. Okay. However, everything black ain't great when it comes to professional wrestling. Bobby Lashley, up until this recent run to me, didn't deserve to be champion. I said it. He just didn't earn it. I thought this last time, it was his time. It was the right time. He had improved. He went to Impact. Wrestlers out the Dyson Mill says, everybody goes to Impact, comes back a better wrestler. Okay? Will they hire Big Cass, whose contract just ran out? I thought they'd bring him back now that his ex-girl's getting married to Corey Graves. But, hey, you never know. Okay? Bronson Royal shows up on Impact Wrestling last night. Right? So, all that to say, I am not happy with Big E right now. That's just me. As a champion, I'm not happy with Big E as champion. I'm glad he's champion, but it's not doing nothing for the company. Put the strap back on Bobby Lashley, as far as I'm concerned. At least he was a champion that demanded your attention. He looked like the champ. Again, I always say wrestling today, you would never see Mick Foley as champion because he doesn't look like a champion, right? This is why you guys still love AEW so much and every other federation, because you can say what you want to say. AEW is not going to make someone like Eddie Kingston will never be their world champion. I'm saying it right now. He'd be a champion probably because his promos are just bad. I've fallen out somehow. YouTube and Google, get off my damn internet. All right. Oh, I didn't even look this man up at all. All of a sudden, I go to YouTube and I got a whole bunch of Eddie Kingston promos. The fuck? Where'd that come from? But hey, thank you, because I had never heard him before and he cuts a great promo. But his look, his attitude will never be world champion. If I'm wrong, hey, come talk to me then when that happens. But as of right now, I don't think he will be because it's a look, right? I never thought that Big E would ever be champion because of the look that he has. I'm being honest. I thought with the hair, it looks nappy half the time, the jokes that he makes. You know, he's never serious, like you just said, enough, right? That one stint in SmackDown, I thought it was going to make him serious, and they didn't. I mean, that storyline with him and Sheamus, that was seen him at.
They started, and then it just kind of abruptly ended, and then they picked it back up when he won the Money in the Bank. It was kind of weird how everything went, but no. But, I mean, I do like the way that he represents the company. He represents well. Shout out to Big E, walking my man Cleveland's own Sean Porter to the ring this Saturday.
And your boy got his ass booked.
Hey, shout out to Sean Porter, man. He retired. I ain't like your daddy throwing you under the bus.
Yo, your dad, man.
What the fuck was that shit about?
Wow. Wow, his daddy was bad, yo. And then after your dad talks shit about you like that, you would have to retire. Because you have no balls. Yeah. You have literally no marbles.
Dad talked about they were going to breakfast the next morning. I think he actually retired at that breakfast.
He come talk to me. He got a problem with what I got to say. Like, damn.
But he represented at the Fury Wilder fight. He did the intros to them as well.
He's been doing his thing.
He's been, and he wears it well. I would like to see a little more fire, a little less comedy. That's all I'm saying.
No, I love Charmaine. I love AEW, although I didn't like it at first. All right, I want to like it. I'm a big Cody Rhodes guy. Okay, at the time I was a big Elite guy. Never the biggest Kenny Omega guy, but I was a big Elite guy. I got the cease and desist shirt. Okay, I bought that shirt the second I saw it. Okay, because if I like a product, I pay for like the fight, which I never pay for. I paid for it this past week. Okay, I had a little bit of fight party. I was kind of mad. It cost me $70, but I paid for it. Okay, yeah. Not even Floyd Mayweather. But I had a good time. You know what I'm saying? I thought the fight was entertaining. Whatever. It's $70. So I do love AEW. But they still have some bingo hall mentality things that they have in the company that's going to, to me, keep them down. You can't be WCW TNA Part 2.0 and not learn from the mistakes that both those companies made. And the problem both those companies made was two things. Too many wrestlers. Okay? And on top of having too many wrestlers, catering to the wrestling fan base too much when the wrestling fan base has no idea what it is and what it wants. You sit there and complain about WWE, but you're still watching it. This is why when it does come to Christopher Epps, when it does come to KME, when it does come to like certain people that I know who don't watch it, that those are the guys I applaud. You hated it. It got on your nerves so much. As we all, you don't like it, don't watch. But to watch and complain and to watch it lie, that's the most important thing. You complain, but to watch and lie, okay? I'm going to say this dude's name. A, because I'm going to front. I'm a little pissed off. He has way more fucking YouTube followers than me. I ain't going to lie. But I was on Twitter yesterday. You know how it is. You're in wrestling. You're tweeting and something came across. I looked at the guy's page and I went to his page and I had to go listen to their brother. And again, even if the video is stupid, ignorant, and embarrassing as a black man, I never push a thumbs down. Never. I do not push a thumb. I've even gone to say fucking give them a thumbs up just because they tried. I respect, like Erykah Badu say, I'm an artist. I'm sensitive about my shit. But this man went on, like most wrestling fans, the WWE is dead. It's dying. It's no, it's not. It may not be what you want or what I want, but it's not dead. It's far from being dead. And I asked the question again. I had it in the UPR chat. 81 wrestlers fired over the past year. 5, maybe 6, you should say was a superstar. Or could have been a star. Bray Wyatt, Nia Jax, Karrion Kross,
Keith Lee.
I said maybe 6. Only counting 4. Charlotte, want to throw her in there because she was the valet who I thought was going to be better than Karrion Kross? Maybe. Okay. But was nobody checking for Eva Marie? Was nobody checking for Drake Maverick? Nobody was checking for Johnny Drip Drip? Let's keep it real.
Come on, man. You can't find something for Johnny Drip Drip to do, as talented as that guy is.
He's one of the best wrestlers in the world. He really is. Inside that square circle, he is fucking amazing. Okay, but as Charmaine said, who cares about John Morrison? Okay, so just watch wrestling and be a fan. That's my mission in this world. Aleister Black, okay, thank you. But guess what? When Aleister Black got fired, though, Derek, Charmaine's going hard today. A lot of people didn't fuck with Aleister Black. Is more popular now because he got fired. And I said that before, if you work for the WWE and you get fired, you got a better chance of getting a job than I do if I get fired tomorrow. Point blank. Oh, you working for who? Oh, they fired you? Yo, come on. I got a house show coming up right now. Oh, I got how much money you want? I got you right now. I got you. I got you. I got you. And I don't get you. I just don't get you.
I mean, don't get me wrong. There are legitimate criticisms to be had about the WWE product. But in terms of dying, they got $1 billion from Fox. They got a Billy from Fox. They got a Billy from the cock. for the network. They got half a Billy from USA Universal. They got half a Billy from the Saudis. Like,
I love calling the cock. Yo, people get mad when I call it the cock. It's the cock. It's the cock.
If that's death, yo, I will
die. They got a Billy for going overseas to Saudi Arabia.
If that's dying, I will tie the noose around my neck right now.
When they go budget cuts, we know that's a lie. It wasn't budget cuts. And guess what?
Even if it was budget cuts,
we don't know what the hell their budget is and what they're trying to do next. I just don't care enough that when guys get fired to complain and hate the company for it. That's my thing. If Randy Orton got fired, what the hell? Right? Like when Bray Wyatt got released, that was a what the fuck moment. I got that gripe. But overall, guys, watch wrestling. Be a fan. Be entertained. Or don't be entertained. But to say that they're dead. No, they're just not for you anymore. I came to that conclusion when Kofi Kingston lost to Brock Lesnar that, hey, maybe this company don't have my love no more. Right. And then when he lost to Brock Lesnar, we talked about this before, Chris, you and I, it was a 7 second match. That's what I also my disrespect. It was worse than Finger Poke of Doom to me because you had a culture that went in for Kofi Kingston to have him lose that way. But I don't love them no more. I love Roman. I love the Bloodline. I love Sasha. I love Charlotte. I even fuck with Big Time Bex for what it's worth. They have a lot of good people still there in that company. And guess what? 81 guys not being there remains. There's 80 more guys. Just imagine how big the company is. They could fire 81 people and still be clocking the money they clocking.
And stop that, internet wrestling fans on both sides. Y'all sitting up here on the internet arguing about which billionaire is the best.
No.
Y'all know how stupid does that sound? Think about that for a second. Like, really internalize the words that just came out of my mouth and take 2 seconds of thought to sit back and think about what I just said and now think about how stupid you look.
Backstage, King Von said WWE's still winning, and they're winning in everything that matters to business. They may not be having you and I attention anymore because they don't. You was at scene when CM Punk came back. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know where the needle has turned for your wrestling liking. It's not WWE no more. You still watch it, but your love is AEW. They're giving us what we grew up watching. They're giving us these storylines, these angles, this realness in the blood, the things like that. But let's not get it twisted. Y'all act like WCW was all peaches and roses. Okay, y'all know damn well that you pulled that girl's pants down and she had a streak in them. Stop it. You know she did. If you kept going, you was nasty.
You still hit it, though.
Or drunk.
You still hit it.
You still hit that shit. Listen, before we get up out of here, man, I told you I got to go. I got to go. I'm 17 minutes late, goddamn it. I told the man I'd be there at 6:30. It's 6:17. Listen, I give it a 3 out of 5 undisputed. That's a lie. I give it a 3 out of 5 TV titles. You know, that's my favorite title, NWA TV title. Give it 3 because it was something I watched on TV on Sunday night. I was entertained. I don't give it more than that because it didn't have no good storyline going in. I didn't get any good storyline coming out of it. Okay. And it was just, and it went too long for me to come on at 8 o'clock and go off at 11:30 or 11:22. I didn't like that. All right. Because another match in there for that. I looked at the clock and I said, them boys didn't start. The bell didn't ring till 11:03. Okay. Or sometime around close to 11. And that threw me off. But at least Survivor Series was better than the Eternals. Wow. I haven't seen Eternals yet, but I haven't seen nobody say that Eternals wasn't good. Heard it wasn't as great as people say it was, but not good, King Von. I don't know. With that being said, Chris, your belt grade on this.
That's funny because I knew this was going to happen because, you know, this is your thing. Same, man. I got to go 3 Tom Zink WCW television championships.
Tom Zink?
I mean, it was out there. A couple matches were entertaining, but ultimately nothing of significance really happened.
Truly, romance is getting shorty. That's what happens when you work for WWE. You are recognized as a former WWE champion. Listen, and that's how you get paid. Yeah. That's how you get paid.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, I did thank you. Okay, yeah, congratulations. You took my crown. You took my crown. I lost. And that's how I imagine the pay-per-view was, Charmaine, is that I can't even predict the winners, right? Because it wasn't predictable to me last night. I should have known Raw was going to win, though. That's my stupidity. Listen, with that being said, guys, this is Mike Knox. That is... The Platster. Where can they find you on the chair shot again, my brother?
You guys can find me on Twitter at The Real C Platt. But yeah, I'm all over the chair shot. All you got to do is go to thechairshot.com. If you throw a rock, you'll see something I'm involved or associated with. Make sure you check out the chair shot. We are your favorite website for news, reviews, opinion, and analysis with attitude, because you're smarter than the average fan. And make sure you support the movement by going to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot and picking up an official chair shot t-shirt. You know, the holiday season is upon us. You got that cousin from college that's coming back and you don't know what to get him. Don't get him no more of that drugstore cologne. Okay. Why don't you get him a t-shirt supporting no droop, no cool water, none of that. Go to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Pick up an official chair shot t-shirt. Please and thank you. Thank you. And please, Mike, always an honor, privilege, and
invite
pleasure,
me back on no more. I'm so hardcore. I don't even get an invite.
Stop it. Stop it.
Listen, do not wake up tomorrow morning and say to yourself, I love me some me, and don't love God. Y'all crazy. And no, that's Charlotte Flair. It's the greatest women's wrestler of all the time!
Everybody's got a price. Everybody's gonna pay. But the Million Dollar Man always gets his way.
Yeah! It's like the illest posse cut right here, man. Sean Watts on the track. Zeus. Don One. Newborn. Quill. The gift, and yours truly, Fred Nuts. I'm one in a million with $1 million flow. Fred DiBiase got the power in the dough. If it's a problem, let me know, or I suggest you let it go. Cause it ain't worth the problems that'll be knocking at your door, homie. Please don't make me hurt you. Disrespect the boss, ain't treated like